Researchers and student employees strike at UC campuses. Thousands of researchers and student employees have gone on strike across the 10 University of California campuses on November 14, citing unfair working conditions and pay. After months at the bargaining table and 26 unfair labor practices filed, we have no choice but to move towards a strike, Jade Moore, a bargaining team member, said in a statement. UC officials are currently negotiating separate contracts with the United Auto Workers regarding four academic units: postdoctoral scholars, academic researchers, graduate student researchers, and academic student employees, including teaching assistants, readers, and tutors, UC President's Office spokesman Ryan King told the Epoch Times on November 10. Our primary goal in these negotiations is achieving multi-year agreements that recognize these employees' important and highly valued contributions to the university's teaching and research mission with fair pay, quality health and family-friendly benefits, and a supportive and respectful work environment, King said. He also said that the university has reached agreements with the union regarding key issues like a respectful work environment and health and safety matters. We are committed to continuing to negotiate in good faith and reaching full agreements as soon as possible, he added. The negotiation affects about 48,000 workers, including 17,000 student researchers, at the 10 schools in the UC system. Union officials said at a November 12 night meeting that unless UC ceases its unlawful conduct in order to reach fair contracts before, it will proceed with a strike then. Workers joined the picket lines at 8 a.m., demonstrating with signs, T-shirts, and chants calling for significant pay raise to afford living in high-cost cities like Los Angeles, San Francisco, and San Diego. Besides higher salaries and greater annual raises, the workers are demanding free public transit passes, improved childcare benefits, and greater job security. Union leaders said that it is the largest academic worker strike in U.S. history. It was approved by over 75% of the union members on November 2. The work stoppage could bring a serious impact in classrooms, potentially leaving classes without instructors and professors without workers to grade assignments. It could also halt a significant portion of the research that occurs at UC campuses. City News Service contributed to this report.